The latest real estate data in Massachusetts show the number of homes sold in February fell 7% from the same time last year, and that was before the coronavirus pandemic truly set in. So, how will this affect the real estate market both short and long term? We spoke via Skype with Kurt Thompson, the president of the Massachusetts Association of Realtors, and asked him what he's been hearing from real estate agents around the state.
So what I've been hearing is kind of mixed stories. I've heard from some agents that they're absolutely as busy as they have been, and they haven't seen a significant turndown. In some markets, we have heard that it slowed a little bit, maybe some of our second home markets, Cape and Berkshires, maybe a little bit tamped down. But for most of the main communities that are suburbs to Boston or other areas, there's still a very robust market happening right now.
Well, what do you think this is going to do to the number of homes on the market, considering there hasn't been enough up to now to meet demand?
So unfortunately, I think it's going to make the situation even a little bit more challenging. There will be some sellers that opt not to come on the market due to the COVID-19 issue concerns. And as a result, I think we're going to see inventory levels decrease in the short term, say the next 45 to 60 days. But I'm personally expecting a significant resurgence when we come out of the backside of the COVID-19 issues. And as the market and the economy restarts, I think we're going to have more homes coming in. And I think we're going to have a very large number of buyers re-enter the market looking to purchase.
According to a new survey from the National Association of Realtors, 48% of the realtors questioned said that home buyer interest has decreased because of the coronavirus outbreak. What do you make of that?
So that's the national statistic. So I would say that would be accurate nationally. The difference here in the Commonwealth is Massachusetts has enjoyed a very strong real estate market. We have seen a significant amount of demand for homes in Massachusetts and not enough supply to be able to meet that demand.
What about the realtors themselves? How are they dealing with the governor's stay-at-home advisory and restrictions on open houses? I'm looking at the City of Worcester, a guide for real estate sales during the COVID-19 outbreak, and it says all open houses to be canceled or delays, and then limit individual showings to buyers with immediate housing needs.
One of the beautiful things about real estate is we really are able to take advantage of the technology platforms. So even though we're going to have a period of time where we can't specifically get buyers into homes for in-person showings, we have a lot of virtual tour technology. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to be able to leverage technology and keep the real estate market here in Massachusetts moving, even though we may be doing it from our homes as opposed to in the field.
So let me ask you for the big long-term picture here, if I might. What do you see as the long-term impact of the pandemic on the market for both buyers, sellers, and realtors?
Short-term, we're going to have a pause. Long term, we still have a significant crisis of available homes here in Massachusetts. I don't think that the COVID-19 issues will change that. I think they'll just delay the market potentially from April, May into more like July, August.
Kurt Thompson, president of the Massachusetts Association of Realtors, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Great speaking with you, and have a safe and wonderful day.